Site 1. The bedload boulders found at this site may also be seen along the road to the north and beyond the underpass through the interchange to the south. Although not quite as impressive as some of at Site 17, the forces that brought them here were the same. Massive floodwaters moving extremely fast. These were dropped here at about the same distance downstream as those on the west side of the river at Site 17, and for the same reason. The floodwaters were losing their capacity to convey the bedload material as they spread out across the valley. There's one difference between the two sides. On the west side, many of the erratics remain at the height of the riverbed, where it existed at that time. On this east side, however, due to several thousand years of erosion, many of these large erratics have accumulated and concentrated at this lower elevation near the river. They consist primarily of the metamorphic rock, gneiss, showing only a minimal amount of water wearing, most likely were transported here from the vicinity of Birch Mountain upstream.
This concludes your tour of Site 1. Please continue to Site 2.